Happy Laughter Day! And welcome to Baba G the Caveman, my spiritual sit-up comedy on King Radio, the official broadcast for King.com. My name is Baba G, and I am a spiritual advisor on King, and your host for today's program. And Dr. Uma is my co-host. Say hello, Dr. Uma.
Hi, everybody. Hello.
And if you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7, 365 on Keen, go to keen.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute. Yay! So, today we are going to take calls. Please remember to love one another and take care of each other and share freely and totally. No fear. When Babaji is here, I kick your crutches. So we're going to take the first person in line call. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Say your name, please.
Hello?
For the audience. Yes,
hi,
your
Babaji.
Name, please.
Hi, my name is Alicia. How are you today?
Hi, Alicia. How are you? I'm doing excellent. Welcome to my show. And go ahead. And where are you from? Which planet you're calling from?
I'm calling from Long Island.
Long Island, New York. Yes,
yes,
New York.
Yes, I am.
New York pizza. Yeah, New York pizza. They have a tin pizza. I don't eat pizza, but I'm saying tin pizza is like a spacecraft that's flying saucer. So you guys fly all over the planet. I know. So that's awesome. Go ahead and ask me your question, Alicia.
Okay, I have a question in regards to my future. Okay, so I have a question in regards to my future love life. I recently had a premonition that I eloped. But it's not happening. Yeah, and I just wanted to see if it's true. Or do you pick up anything on that?
Yes. Yes. There is an 80% truth in that. Because it was mixed with a little bit dream, and it has a vision, the truth, 80% into that, and it's going to be happening. But be patient. That's my strong suggestion in regards to that. And you be patient, then you will be amply rewarded for your vision. And this is part of your spiritual growth as well, okay? So no worries, no fear. When Baba just here, you will achieve the success you need. Yes, I wouldn't suggest to eat pizza and ice cream and so much Coca-Cola, okay? No chocolate.
All right,
chocolate,
so just be patient.
Chocolate too much. Yes, I know you eat a lot of chocolate. You love chocolate.
Yeah, I'm
chocolate.
Actually going to stop eating it. I'm stopping today. I only did it for the last
week.
I work out.
Well,
I only did it for the
time,
last week because
I'm
letting
it
me go.
It came down to me to suggest to you about that. That was not your question, but that's also is something for your health. So take my suggestions and put it into action so that, you know, you can be an example to all the people that you inspire. Thank you so much for calling my radio show.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Thank you. All right, love. Thank you. Good night. Next person in line, please. Hola. Hello, hello. Your name, please, for the audience. Go ahead.
You're on air. It's Andrea. It's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Yes, Andrea. Yes, beautiful. Go ahead.
How are you today,
Dr.
Ullman?
Both of us are zesty and dandy. Ask your question. Thank you. Welcome.
What is keeping Alan from calling me?
Well, Alan actually is a bit preoccupied at this time, and he's regretting a lot of things in the past, and he's trapped in his own past karma, which mentally and emotionally bothering him to move forward, and he's not so much in the present. That's why he is not able to be giving you the attention that you need and deserve. But if you be patient, throughout this year, this holiday season's vibration frequency of love is very powerful. So you can, you know, send him Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy Valentine's Day, and all that, Happy New Year, and he would respond, and then you will have more starting, you know, conversation and, you know, working out your relationship with one another. So don't worry, everything's going to be all right. So thank you so much for your one pre-question.
Oh, yes.
No,
well, thank you, Babaji.
Yes.
I'll wait for his call, and then I'll keep you updated. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, darling. Thank you so much. You're most welcome. Next person in line. Hello, hello. Okay. You are on air. Let's see. Okay, go ahead. You're on air. Hello, hello. Say your name.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Chris.
Say your name, please. Hi, Chris. Yes. And you must be a Chris Angel, like from, are you from Hollywood? Yes, Chris.
Yeah, right outside
Chris Angel.
Hollywood.
Yes. Awesome. Yes, Chris Angel, the magician. Yes. How are you, Chris Angel?
I'm
all
great,
right. Bobby. So go ahead and
you?
Ask me. You're most welcome.
Okay.
Welcome to my
I'm
show.
I'm
going to
be...
Because
thank you.
Chris
I'm
going to
be
from
Hawaii,
from Hollywood. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to be flying to visit a brother of mine. We've been kind of a little estranged
awesome.
In the past. We've slowly started to come together
right.
recently, and I'm just nervous, you know, about his family and kind of how to approach this situation. Kind of some advice would be helpful.
No worries. Yes, your trip to your brother is going to be successful. A little it would be stressful, but you got to let go of that stress so that you can you do not transmit that energy to him, so that he be giving you that intensity back. Especially during the month, this month of November, which is they call it, you know, astrologers call it retrograde, but during retrograde, you need to not be so reactive to a stimulus of negative people. So just give love, give positivity, and talk less, you know, act more, and just give more love, and you'll be just fine. You know, your overall success rate will be like 90% of this trip. So don't you worry. Everything's going to be all right, and you will be amply rewarded in this manner. Okay? So, I know you're
you.
A bit nervous because as I see in my visions that you must have had a bit of frictions in the past and disagreement and the disapproval of your brother and the relationship has been a bit rocky, but you know, there's always time in the presence to repair such kinds of relationship. After all, he's your brother, you know. Once a brother, forever a brother, you know. Brother love is brother love, you know, just like that. So you do anything for your brother, you know, just like Gone in 60 Seconds, the movie. Nicolas Cage. He did everything for his brother. And so just like that, you know, so you're going to do the same, you know. So just not judge your brother for whatever he's done to you and all that. But then, you know, have compassion and forgiveness, and everything is going to be just fine and dandy, I assure you. Okay? Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much. Chris
Namaste.
Angel from Hollywood. All right. Bless you. Thank you,
thank
my
you.
Son.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you. Thank you.
Good night.
All right. So, good night. Thank you. And so, next person in line, please. Yes. Hello. Hello. You are on air.
Gee, it's Barbara. It's Barbara.
Yes, Barbara, Barbie doll. Yes.
Yes. I wanted to say thank you very much. You told me that I was going to get an offer on that house, and I did, and you were right on. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're most welcome. Yes, you will sell it.
Thank you.
Like I saw in my ancient property visions, everything went and will go wonderful. And
you
shouldn't be so worried about all that. You're most welcome. And so things are going to just unfold, especially in this year, during the holidays and in regards to, I see some couple of jobs coming your way, as also you will get eventually in this year for the next year, you get a permanent job as well. And also, I see that you're not going to stay in this temporary apartment situation, and you're going to be moving to a permanent, more permanent per year, yearly lease apartment, which would be very conducive to your peace of mind and contentment to your heart, and you'll be much happier, yes. But you need to apply many places at your location, which you're not going to reveal that on air, and so you're going to be amply rewarded for that. No worries, no fear when Babaji is here. And
That's
how are
right.
your puppies doing? Yes.
They're all well and happy. Yes, we're doing good.
All right. Give them the message from Babaji and say, ho, 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 ho. Give them hot kisses and tickles. Yes. High five.
Oh,
very
I love
nice.
It. Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Yes.
I appreciate it. And say hi to Dr. Uma for
you're
me.
You're most welcome. Yes, Dr.
Thank
Uma
you.
Is here. She can say hello to you. Yes, thank
Hello,
you.
Hello, Dr. Uma.
Hi. Always a pleasure to
thank
talk
you.
To you, dear Barbie. Oh, yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
All right.
So you're most welcome.
Thank you
Thank
all.
You. Thank you. All right. All right. Next person in line. Thank you. We have a couple of minutes left. Hello, hello. You're on air.
Hi, this is Tammy.
Yeah, Tammy. Tammy from... What planet are you calling from? Seattle, Washington, for the air.
Yes.
You are on air. Go ahead. Welcome, Tammy. And she's from Seattle, Washington, and near to Bellingham, the cool place, all the vegan places,
nice
and
place
nice,
too.
The hippies, and wonderful, next to the border of Canada. And, oh, my God. So go ahead and ask you one quick question, please.
Okay. Can you sense I'm on the right path for my life's purpose?
Yes, you are on the right path. It's just that you need to have more focus and don't give energy to your extremities of your emotions. Otherwise, spiritually, you are on the right path. It's just that don't give energy to... Don't give energy to temptations either. And your wisdom would tell you so. So use your discretion and you will be successful materially and spiritually both. And you can achieve enlightenment. Yes. So romantically and relationship and everything else, you have a great future, Tammy. Just be positive. And laugh more. And don't worry. Thank you, everybody. Yes, laugh more. Thank you, everybody. And thank you so much, everybody. And take care of each other. Wish you all the best. And goodbye, my dear ones. Remember, laugh more. Laugh more. Thank you.